the trend of late, and our forecast hasn't really, you know, shifted or been altered a great deal, but the trend is probably for a little bit less snow at the beginning and a longer duration of freezing rain, which may be quite significant and result in some power outages in the area.
It also seems that high winds could be a factor on Sunday, a big part of the winter storm. What can you tell us about what that is going to look like, and is that going to be the thing that creates the most challenges for our region?
Well, the wind certainly will complicate things, and if we do get any kind of burden and load on trees and power lines from either icing or snow, the wind and the stress that causes on those entities kind of can be exacerbated and result in, you know, power lines coming down or tree limbs coming down. It will certainly not it will certainly complicate things and potentially make them more difficult. And that's certainly something we're closely monitoring and communicating with the power folks and other folks who need to be aware of that.
As far as the latest models call, how long is the winter storm expected to last? Is this something that we're just looking at on Sunday?
Well, in terms of precipitation, that's accurate. It likely will start around maybe a little bit after daybreak on Sunday. So if you get up at the crack of dawn at 6 o'clock and nothing's falling from the sky at that point, don't panic. But it won't take long. Certainly by mid to late morning, a period of snow and sleet will be falling. And then that will transition pretty quickly by midday to freezing rain, which will last for much of the day into the afternoon, perhaps ending up some rain right around dinner time. All the precipitation, which could include a flurry or two overnight, Sunday night, should be over and gone with by, let's say, 4 a.m. On Monday. So not, you know, less than 24 hours of precipitation, you know, more like 18 hours of actually stuff falling from the sky. But an important thing is that it's likely to be cooler than normal and cold for the next many days. So whatever ice and snow, slush, and whatever falls from the sky, it's likely to be persisting around for several days. So the commute on Monday morning is likely to be difficult. And to be honest, on Tuesday morning, it's likely to be problematic as well.
Is there anything else that you think will be important for people to keep in mind, not just Sunday, but also Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, one of the best things to do is, you know, use some common sense. So this has been well advertised that Sunday is not going to be a great day to be traveling and doing stuff. So take some time over the rest of the day today and certainly on Saturday to kind of do whatever errands and things you need to do. I'd also plan on Monday being a little bit of a mess. It's a holiday for some folks, and some schools are off, but that day is likely to be impacted negatively. So be careful. Don't only travel if it's absolutely important. Be careful if the power goes out and using heaters. We often hear stories of folks who misuse those and end up sick or hurt because of carbon monoxide poisoning. Also, you know, check on your neighbors and friends, and keep in mind your pets too, and look out for them as well.